The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Liam Neeson's niece got a lease on a Nissan. Aaron?
I'm sorry, we didn't get that. We need to take that one more time.
Liam Neeson's niece got a lease on a Nissan.
It's Leslie Nielsen.
Liam Neeson's niece got a lease on Leslie Nielsen.
Perfect, we
Neeson
got it.
Neeson lease got a lease on the Nissan.
I think you need to say Moosley a couple
and
times.
You need to work in Mona Lisa. Uh-huh.
Mona Lisa's leash has a niece on the Nissan.
I'm so sorry, I read that wrong. You need to work in Moana Lisa.
Moana Lisa lease on the niece on the Nissan Lisa.
I'm so sorry. It's Moana Lisa smile.
Great. Nailed it, Aaron. Great. JPC?
The president's penis was ejected from the Senate's chamber.
Nailed it. First try.
Great. Wow. Perfect.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Rifai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Liam Neeson's Nissan, Aaron Keith.
Oh, to be Liam Neeson's Nissan.
How are we all doing?
I'm doing a lot better than Liam Neeson, I'll tell you that much. Guys canceled AF. But I'm doing well. I would say I'm doing well. I'm doing like I order my steak. Well.
Rare.
Roar.
Roar. Let's get into it. I feel like the last couple episodes we've been dilly-dillying.
Yeah,
around.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Why'd you leave your keys up on the table?
I don't want to dilly-dally.
Let's not dilly-dilly-dally, Bud Light. And let's get straight into it.
Have you guys ever had a dilly bar before?
Oh, it's my favorite. Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen so dilly good. Bar?
Actually, I lied. I like Buster Bars better.
What's that?
I like Buster Bars better than Dilly Bars.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Buster Bar.
Buster Bar looks like... Arthur's friend from...
That's Arthur's friend, the antelope cantaloupe. It's a...
Buster Bar sounds like a Bruno Mars cover band.
So Buster Bar...
Oh, yeah,
with Tony
yeah.
Hale.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like a big... it's like a upside down parfait. So it's like chocolate covered. It looks like a big, like a cup, frozen cup of ice cream. And it's ice cream, fudge and nuts, ice cream, fudge and nuts, ice cream.
Oh, interesting.
It's really good.
Where do they serve it?
Dairy Queen.
Really?
Also, Mr. Misty is
Fudge and
amazing.
Nuts is my Hall & Oates.
Fudge. Can you get that tattoo?
Oh, Fudge God. And Nuts is my Big and Rich.
I know that we can't keep making t-shirts, but Fudge and Nuts
Fudge
is
and nuts
my Hall
&
Oates is a great t-shirt.
And of course, some of their famous songs, Aaron, are...
I don't know.
Spam Eater.
Yeah, God.
You're better at these kind of jokes. You do it. I'm tired. We're 150 episodes.
Aaron's like, I just hit a grand slam. What do you want from me? A single? Come on.
I will say that at the World News show that you two missed last night, there was a portion of the show. Yeah. There's a portion of the show where people were doing puns that had the word cash in them on cocktails. And there was a moment where we said, let's all just stop it and try to think of a few more of those. And we all just stopped and tried to think of a few more of those. So immediately, can either of you come up with cocktails that have the word cash in them?
Have the words cash in them?
I will, like,
can you give me an example?
Cashmapolitan.
Yeah, Cashmapolitan was one of them. Or Old Cashioned was one of them. Yeah. But we got like
cash
four.
On the beach.
Cash on the beach. Okay, I like that.
They sex can, on the cash. They sex on the cash.
They could also be, well.
Pina Cashlada.
They could also be money-based, but I think cash was the word that we were trying to work into a lot of them.
Yeah.
Cash Cacherita. Pain. I don't know. Cash driver.
Cash neat. cash on the rocks.
Four fingers of cash.
Four fingers of cash.
There was a sign that I used to drive by in Indianapolis by a Dairy Queen. And it was, I think it was on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. I think is where the Dairy Queen was. But I drove by it a couple times. And the sign said 40 dilly bars for $4. And I was like, that can't be real. I was like, that has to be a... And I don't go to Dairy Queen.
Surely they're ruined.
I don't go to Dairy Queen. I don't have a... I've never... I don't, I don't think I'd had a Dilly Bar. And this is in, I think I'm in college at this point.
Yeah.
And finally I stopped in and I went inside and I was like, hey, can I get, what's the, can I get 40 Dilly Bars for $4? And the guy was like, yeah. And I was like, what's with the sign? And he was like, we messed up when we put the sign up. And I was like, why don't you take it down? And he goes, we don't have the stick.
Because
there's a stick, a big stick to like change the letters of the sign. Mm-hmm. And I guess the guy who had the stick wasn't there.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Carry a big stick and sell Dilly Bars for a good price. So I did. I bought 40 Dilly Bars for $4. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, no, he didn't even charge me. He didn't even ring it up. He just gave, I gave him $4 cash and he gave me a 40 Dilly what Bars, the, which was two was boxes. Dairy Queen.
In Indiana, sure.
In Indiana, yeah, in Indianapolis.
Speaking of things that don't make sense, let's do a riddle.
Okay. I think everybody needed to know that story about the Dilly Bar. So we've got a couple of warm-up type riddles that some listeners have sent in, and they're fun, and I like giving the listeners a little bit of a share. So we're going to do some of their riddles.
Alakash White. It's a beer.
It's a beer. It's not really a cocktail.
Anything's a cocktail if you drink it. Anything's a cocktail if Tom Cruise is
there. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anything's a cocktail if Tom Cruise throw it up in the air.
So my wife is a cocktail.
What's the airplane movie he was in?
Airplane.
Top Guns. they're also remaking Top Gun.
No, I don't think they're remaking it.
They're recasting Goose as a goose.
No, that can't be right.
Real life Goose, animatronic Goose. Untitled Goose movie, Top Gun 2.
Goosey Troop.
See, this is what I mean. You're better at these jokes.
Here's a sleep-related riddle that I found online. Ariel is the one that sent this in. She also writes topical in there because Ariel wrote us a very nice
topical gun.
Ariel wrote us a very nice email about informing us about something that I didn't know much about, narcolepsy. Do you know much about narcolepsy?
I know a little bit about it.
All I know is that it's fall down disease.
Well, I was going to say it's the group of cops who go after drugs, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Uh-huh. I really mean that. That sounded facetious when I said it.
Aaron's patting me on the head.
In the criminal justice system, there are two types of cops. Cops too sleepy to do cops.
I know it's a very real thing that people have.
Narcolepsy.
It's actually pretty common.
Narcolepsy just means that you're super tired all the time. It doesn't mean that you necessarily like just fall asleep or whatever
or go unconscious. So everything I know about narcolepsy comes from Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo.
And that's wrong. And that's wrong.
So if someone who's narcoleptic bowls, they don't throw the ball in the air, fall asleep, and slide down the bowling alley?
No, I think it's just like a sort of constant tired. Sometimes you're so tired that you can't get
And this out. Is real. That's the only thing Rob Schneider's ever been wrong about. But he was wrong about that one. But not about Shane Gillis.
Do it.
That is so funny.
He's on the right side of history with the whole Shane Gillis thing.
I heard he just signed with Nike.
Oh, good.
You can do it. Just you can do it.
Yeah. God, Waterboy, what a great movie. Can we hear a little bit of Gambit?
You come to the back of the bus.
cataplexy is actually the thing where you lose control of your muscles and collapse. And Ariel, who is narcoleptic, also let us know that they discovered that they are also cataplectic when they laugh too hard from listening to our show.
Wow.
We're helping people with science, and that's why they sent us a sleep-related riddle.
Cool.
So here's Ariel's riddle. A tourist named Kevin stopped at a hotel and stayed in a single room. When night fell, he went to bed but couldn't fall asleep. After a while, he picked up the phone and called someone, didn't say anything, hung up, and immediately fell asleep. Who did Kevin call and why?
Dr. Sleep.
Call me Dr. Sleep Good.
He called his friend, and his friend read Good Night Moon to him, and then he fell asleep.
Good night, Moon. Good night, Moon.
People get mad at me for singing on this show, and I'm a third of the singing, everybody.
I don't think anybody gets mad at you for singing.
Yeah, people love you
people
singing.
Love you singing.
People don't
love
a thing.
People don't know a thing. So didn't say anything, called someone, didn't say anything, hung up, and immediately fell asleep.
Was it something of like they're soothed by like the weather being red, or was it one of those like a –
I will say that I don't think it says in the riddle, but the other the person that they called also did not answer.
Okay.
Or if they did answer, what they said wasn't important.
Did they call their like hypnotist and their voicemail is some sort of...
Oh my God. If you were a hypnotist and your voicemail hypnotized people, that would be fucking awesome.
Hey, sorry, Adel, can we have a quick sidebar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I took JPC to a hypnotist.
Okay.
And if you say the word
doing
chicken
a sidebar in there,
to him, he's going to do something real weird. So if whenever you decide to say the word chicken, JPC does something real weird. Don't abuse this power. I'm just saying, just so you know.
Hey, JPC.
Yeah, what's up?
You fucking suck.
Yeah, I know.
Just so you know, that's there for the whole episode.
Please don't suck a chicken's dick. A cuckoo! A cuckoo!
He's sucking a chicken's dick.
No, chickens don't have dicks. Right? It's hens. It's important.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Oh, no.
JPC, you are going to be a hypnotist. Aaron, you are a skeptic at a hypnotism show.
A skeptist.
You're a skeptist. And you get up on stage, and JPC tries to hypnotize you.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much, Mark. You can now return to your seat. Oh, and Mark... Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Please let me stop sucking this chicken's dick.
No, I'll never do that. Thank you. A big round of applause from Mark. Now I need another volunteer from the audience.
Raise my hand, ironically, I guess.
Okay. Young miss, would you like to come up here on stage?
I guess so, air quotes.
And what is your name?
Beth.
Okay. You're incredulous about... your own name. Beth, my name is the great Mondi.
My name is the great Mondi.
Oh, okay. Well, I've obviously... You saw what I did to fucking Mark. I made him look like a clown.
Kill me.
Little clown. And you look like you're about 40, 41 years old.
I am 26.
Okay, well, what I said... I didn't say, I think you're this age. I said, well, you looked. So I'm not wrong. And
she's
not
already been hypnotized. I think she's 26. Amazing.
I would like to hypnotize you. Now, before I do that, I must get your consent. Do you consent to be hypnotized?
Sure. I would love to see you try.
Okay. I'm going to count backwards from 10. You let me know if I get it right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay. So she's willing to... be wrong on stage in front of people, which means that she is prone to suggestion. What's your favorite word, Beth?
Apple.
Apple. Okay. Now, may I see your phone?
Okay.
This is a Samsung.
Yeah.
Why would you have a Samsung if your favorite word is Apple?
I'm poor.
You think a Samsung costs less money? This is a Galaxy Note S2?
Same.
We'll never know what happens. No,
Samsung's going to kill us. They're one of our bigger sponsors.
Oh, no.
Anyone have an answer for this? One big hint is that they're in a hotel.
Was it like the front desk to set an alarm, like to get a wake-up call or something?
Yes. Classically, if you can't fall asleep, get a wake-up call.
Couldn't fall asleep because they were worried they wouldn't wake up for like an important meeting.
That's actually good. That's a good take.
I was going to say, it's something that made them less stressed.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Oh.
There's a specific reason that they can't fall asleep. They're normally great at sleeping.
Oh, it's a sound. They call the front desk and say, "There's people next door to me are making an awful lot of sound. Can you tell them to quiet down?"
That's very close, and it's very true, except they didn't call the front desk. They called.
I bet it's someone in the a neighboring room has an alarm going off, but they're not turning it off.
I'm going to give it to Adel. There's a neighboring room, the room next door, where a person named Susie was snoring very loudly. Ooh. So what do? They called Susie's room, woke her ass up, and then went to bed.
Not her whole body, just her ass? High five me.
Ariel says they woke her ass up. And after that, Kevin was easily able to fall asleep. Thank you, Ariel. That was... such a great riddle. And thank you, Adel and Aaron, because you had some very interesting answers to that riddle that I think also worked pretty well. Were not the right answer. So you don't get any points for that, if that makes sense.
And okay. Aaron, nothing you want to say about Ariel in terms of like thingamabobs or?
I've got 20.
There you go. Half-hearted attempt.
Ooh, a half-hearted attempt.
I'm walking not around to sing on this whole episode.
What do you call them? Grapes.
That's the subtext of this podcast. Half-hearted attempt. This one is from Calvin. This is a warm-up riddle.
Are these all cartoon character names?
I love the name Calvin. I was just saying, if I ever have a son, I'm going to name him Calvin. Nobody steal that.
Well, it sounds like Calvin already has.
Well, fuck you, Calvin.
Really, you would name your son Calvin?
I love the name Calvin.
Interesting.
I do want to see a quick scene. This is all three of us,
okay.
And this is just a 30-second trailer from the movie Calvin and Hobbes and Shaw.
Ow, ow.
Hey, Calvin.
What seems to be the problem?
Wait, shit, which one's Calvin?
Which one's the tiger?
Which one's Shaw?
Oh, man. I knew it. Hobbs is definitely the tiger, right?
Yes, Hobbs is the tiger.
On what they call a champagne problem.
Sean and I saw Hobbs and Shaw, and 5 seconds before the movie started, he was like, okay, quick, whose side are you on, Hobbs or Shaw? And we'll keep a point system the whole time. But which one was Hobbs and which one was Shaw?
That's the hardest question to answer.
I forget. I had the rock. I was excited every time
that's
he won something.
That's gotta be Hobbs.
Yeah. Because you see the rock and you say, that guy's name is Luke Hobbs. All right. This is from Calvin. What has four legs, is covered in green fur, and will kill you if it falls on you?
Moss cat.
Moss cat, baby. Yeah, moss cat. The answer is moss cat.
I got me a cat that's covered in moss.
Carrie and moss cat.
What's got four legs, covered in green fur, and might kill you?
Is covered in green fur and will kill you if it falls on you.
A building.
Is it like?
What do you mean when you say a building is covered in green fur, Aaron?
Moss. It's covered in moss. And it shouldn't fall on you. I never said I liked riddles. I said right at the gate.
In the first episode, said you hate riddles.
Yeah, so I made no promises. Let's see.
We're starting a nationwide search for our new co-host.
I love the idea of a building falling on someone. Watch out for that building.
I'm going to say a shag rug table.
You are not far off with a shag rug table.
Is it like a couch? Green couch?
Green table.
Green table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shag rug table.
I'll take it.
Well, the answer's not green table.
It's a table, though.
What a fucking esoteric answer. Green table. Yeah, table. You said shag rug table, so it's a type of green table.
Green table. Ping pong table. No, green fur.
Oh, a pool table.
Yeah.
Ooh, felt.
It's a pool table.
Aaron, you and I did that together.
That was a real high five.
Wow, that was
not a fake out at all. And we're at a real dive bar, real divey bar.
The local swimmers?
Yeah, I knew you're going to. You two are pool rivals, not swimmers. I'm digging myself into a hole.
You set us up so hard.
I know, for two swimmers. I know, but you played a game of pool.
Okay.
You're both like drinking whiskeys, and tonight's the night you really go after each other.
Another old cashioned?
Yeah, only if you can have another my cash.
What?
My tie.
Let's give you a Can I get you gentlemen another round of drinks?
Yeah, we'll just have another round of whatever.
I'll take
we were
a bloody cash.
Before.
A bloody cash and you want whatever you had.
No,
cashy Mary.
I want a piña cashlada.
All right, I'll be right back with your drinks.
Thank you.
I'm on to you.
I'm on to you as well.
We're both sharks swimming in a pool in this dive bar.
Yeah. And you better stay in your lane while we're swimming in this pool, in this dive bar, and we're both sharks.
I'm going to drink this like a fish.
Oh, gulp boy. Down. I'm going to make sure you floaty.
Here, your drinks. It would have been more fun if you didn't try to do all the pool puns. Here we go.
Okay. All
right. Here you go.
Thank you so much. Here's a tip, which is to stay. Mind your fucking.
And here's also another tip for you. That's $4.
Oh, that's 20%. That's pretty good.
$4? 20%? How expensive are these drinks?
Well, let's see. $4 so times 0.20.
Hold on.
The drinks were $1.15.
Are they going to play pool or what?
I don't know.
It
how do you
like
reverse figure out a tip?
How do you figure out? How do you reverse figure out? Yeah.
Cool and fun to
$20 is a 20% tip of $20.
So 4 times 5 is $20.
It's a $20 drink?
$20 drink.
I bought a $20 drink? How is that possible?
Please don't break the pool cue sticks and
this is Oklahoma City. You're charging $20 for a cocktail? That's insane.
Fight each other.
I'm fighting you. I want to speak to the manager of this bar.
Hello, I'm the manager of this
bar. My rival's the manager of the bar?
Sorry, I should have prefaced that earlier.
No, it's okay. I'm one of the chief principal investors of this bar.
Oh.
I should have prefaced that earlier.
Okay.
I guess I've one-upped you once again.
Okay, well, I just...
KY.
Okay.
Try to get me out of bed.
Cannonball!
See,
I leaned into the pool thing by the end. Aaron came around.
Yeah, you came around on it. You really liked it. This one is from Steven. Steven loves the podcast. They love the laughs. They think the Patreon is well worth it, so they're obviously making fun of us.
Steven, you're a bully.
What can you eat your soup with, sit on, and cut paper with?
Your grandpa.
What can you eat your soup with? sit on, and cut paper with.
Okay, so you can cut paper with scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Can't scissor soup.
No, you can't scissor soup.
Rock, paper, scissors, soup.
You can sit on scissors. You can sit on anything.
You can sit on anything.
What can you eat your soup with,
Greg?
Sit on.
What can you eat your soup with, sit on, and cut paper with?
So cut your
Stephen, this
a saw.
This truly sucks. Thank you so much for sending it, Stephen.
Is it a pun?
No, it's not a pun.
Is it a bad answer?
Yes.
Your hands.
What can you eat soup with?
You can eat soup with your hands.
Fucking hands.
You can sit on your hands. You can cut paper with your hands. Actually, Aaron, that is mostly a good answer. I just don't know how you can eat soup with your hands. I guess gazpacho.
Yeah, no, you just like pick up a spoon with your hands. You need your hands.
Okay, yeah, sure. Your brain.
You said that you
the
said
answer
this...
to all riddles is your brain.
You said this was a dumb answer.
It is a dumb answer, and that is a dumb answer, so thank you for that. What can you eat soup with, sit on, and cut paper with?
Crackers.
Yes. Do you want a hint for this? It's a pretty dumb answer.
Yeah, please.
All right, your hint is it's three different things.
What? So
what?
A spoon, uh-huh. A chair, and scissors?
Yes, correct. It is a spoon, a chair, and scissors.
Did this guy include his address?
Keep in mind, this person supports the Patreon.
I'm going to go there and have sex with their mom.
Damn, Steven.
I'm going to have sex with your mom, Steven.
Wow, so Steven pays $5 and his mom gets laid?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I'm going to make her freaking fall in love with me, Steven.
Aaron fucks your mom. Power move. Aaron fucks your mom.
Aaron fucks your mom was filmed in front of your mom.
While she's getting fucked.
Well, I hope it's a consensual filming. You're not secretly
Her
filming.
Her and I are in love.
So, Stephen, just so you're clear, your mom will consent to being fucked by Aaron.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't made this joke.
Thank you.
I'm
and thank you for
did,
supporting the podcast, and thank you for submitting
We're
a riddle.
So sorry.
And yes, that was a very bad riddle, but I think also Stephen knew in their heart of hearts that was a very bad riddle. And speaking of very bad riddles, I've got some specially prepared for the two of you,
Ooh.
And I just can't wait to give you these riddles.
The wickedly talented
Idina Menzel. This is a riddle. The title of this riddle is Long Life Bulbs.
Long Life Bulbs?
Mm-hmm.
Long Life Bulbs.
And remember, I'm changing the name to be Kevin, so that's why this doesn't work.
Great.
Eccentric Kevin flipped an ordinary light switch in his living room. The lights went on, apparently, in an ordinary way. But there was a special hidden circuitry involved. He was right when he boasted, "My lights are wired, so the bulbs last much longer than average. I rarely have to change them." Explain.
This is a fucking New Yorker article.
Can you...
This is a New Yorker cartoon. I'm looking at a cartoon and just reading words that don't exist on the page. Yeah.
And it's a dog with water in its mouth and a javelin sticking out of it.
Uh-huh,
with
uh-huh.
a clown bouncing on top of it. Yeah. No, that caption makes sense.
And it's very political.
They flipped an ordinary light switch in their living room. The lights went on, apparently in an ordinary way, but there was special hidden circuitry involved. He was right when he boasted, "My lights are wired so the bulb lasts much longer than average. I rarely have to change them." But why? But why, dear boy?
Were they bulbs of garlic?
Were they Christmas lights?
Were they bulbs of garlic? Were they Christmas lights? Oh, boy, oh, boy. I will say no to both of those things.
Okay. Is the bulb a light bulb?
Yes, the bulb is a light bulb. And, okay. and there is a special circuitry involved.
Okay, circuitry, of course, is the plural of circus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys are going to love this.
Special Multiple circuitry. Circuses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Circi.
Circa. My favorite Madeline Miller book.
I feel really bad about saying I was going to fuck
God.
That guy's mom. I thought we were just thinking out loud.
Aaron, if it makes you feel better, there's probably an 80% chance that person never knew their mom
or their mom
is dead.
Oh, no.
80%.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm doing the... Yeah, 80%, right?
Yeah.
What's 40?
That's fair.
40 on $20.
Could you give us a hint? Does it come with a hint, a formal hint?
Aaron, it absolutely comes with some hints, and I cannot wait to give them to you. So here are your hints. Were the bulbs totally ordinary? Yes. Great hint. The ordinary incandescent bulbs screwed into ordinary sockets, but could a fluorescent bulb that had a socket base that fit into the fixtures be used instead? No. So it has to be ordinary bulbs. Does the answer have to do with the structure of incandescent bulbs? Yes.
Woof.
Yeah. So
filament.
Filibuster.
Filibuster.
Anything
filibuster
there.
Out of his jeans. Filibuster bar. That's fun.
Oh, that's fun. There's something there.
There's something there. So we have to know circuitry.
You have to know circuitry. You have to know about the structure of regular incandescent bulbs. And that's going to be paramount to you solving this riddle.
I do want to see a scene.
Great.
To buy me some time.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are Thomas Edison.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are Thomas Edison's best friend. And Aaron, you've called JPC over to show off the light bulb, but something's gone wrong.
Come in, quickly.
Okay, yeah. You called? You sent a guy? You sent a horse messenger?
Mm-hmm.
How do we communicate?
You're going to...
You called.
Mm.
Alexander Graham Bell, what year is this? You called me. Let's mm-hmm. just say you called me.
Mm-hmm.
Watson, I need you. You called me.
Yeah, come on in. Come
yeah?
on in.
What's up?
I'm going to show you something, and I feel like you're going to freaking freak out.
You show
out,
me
dude.
The wackiest shit, Tommy.
And But this time.
You show me the wackiest shit.
But this time.
Okay, let's
see. Okay, come on in.
Right, okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
And up, and ta-da.
What the fuck is this?
I'm...
just a little, like... glass?
No, I'm so sorry. Something has gone wrong. Okay, hold on.
We shove this up our butts.
No. Well,
this is for that?
No, not...
We shove this up our butts?
We said that we'd only do that one time.
No, we said that we would do it in increasingly bigger sizes to see how big we could get.
We didn't for science. Say, I know. We said it
yes,
was for science.
For science.
But then we kissed it. Now it's weird.
I love that it's glass because if it shatters, it'll be dangerous
no,
for
okay,
us.
Okay, watch this. Okay,
I
I'm going to...
Oh, Tom,
I'm actually going to hold this and I'm going to rub my feet
butt
against
together.
The carpet. No, not yet. No, we're not doing the butt stuff anymore. I'm going to rub my feet against
what do you mean
carpet.
We're not doing the butt stuff
we're
anymore?
We're not doing the butt stuff anymore.
Did your wife find out?
No, I just feel like you and I will fall
found
in
out.
Love.
She's okay with it.
I'm sorry, Should I go back to the patent office? Or?
No. We want you to see
okay.
this.
Okay.
No,
watch
yes.
this. I'm going to rub my feet against the carpet
okay.
and then put this above
shove
my
right.
head.
Oh, and I sit okay. on top of your head?
No.
I lower myself down on your head. Let me just grab this polar
oh,
bar.
Oh, can you also eat soup with this and cut paper with it?
Why not?
Okay. See.
And that's it.
My
don't
very new phrase
light bulb
is
up your butt.
We put this up our butt. This is for that. This is for that.
This is for that.
We put it up our butt. This is for that.
yeah, so light bulbs up
PG.
Your butt. That's what you wanted, right?
What's the answer to this? Because I'm not
yeah,
an
JPC,
electrician.
I'm going to use, for the first and last time, I'm going to use my mercy card, which says, have fucking mercy on me and tell me the answer.
You guys are going to love this answer.
Great.
Okay. Modern incandescent bulbs have a coiled filament that glows as current is passed through it. A coil, however, radiates and absorbs magnetic impulses as the current through it is changed. It thereby not only resists changes in current, the electrical equivalent of inertia, but also shakes slightly as the voltage changes. The voltage changes with alternating current between plus 166 volts and negative 166 volts, and back again 60 times per second, placing mechanical stress on the filament. Eric merely used direct current so that the filaments...
Eric,
I'm sorry,
Eric?
Kevin. Kevin merely used direct current so that the filaments would not be shaken by voltage changes and would last longer for that reason.
There's one person out there who just came their fucking pants, was like, this is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, and it's...
That person's name? Mr. Wizard.
I was going to say it's Stephen's mom.
Ooh.
Because Aaron walked out of
really
here
bad.
And walked to, I don't want to say New Jersey.
That's a really good sum up of my personality, is making a joke that's so disgusting and then feeling bad about it for 3 weeks.
I'm going to change this up, and we're going to go into a segment that we've done. I don't know. We've actually never done the segment. I want to change up this segment, in fact. This segment is called That Sucks, and we are going to go around and say one thing that we think sucks about that riddle.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the fact that you need to be an electrical engineer to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think sucks about this riddle is how it really insisted on teaching me a thing that I had no interest in learning. It also standard with modern incandescent bulbs, and this book was published so long ago, I don't know if that's modern anymore. That might not be how light bulbs work.
You are reading from the Bible?
Yes, of course. I've said that there is only one central truth and one central source of riddles, and that is the Old Testament.
Yeah, I think same as you guys, the thing that sucks about that riddle is I don't like to be tricked into learning.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever have to learn anything unless I'm asking to learn it.
Which is why you won't open fortune cookies.
I won't. Not even a little.
Well.
I won't watch any educational channel.
You won't open fortune cookies.
I won't talk to a smart friend.
Famously because you can't.
Well, the physics of them, they're so confusing.
Yeah, fortune cookies are the ultimate puzzle for you, correct?
Yeah, I get confused. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm just all sleepy from all the food I ate.
And your hands are wet with butter?
And sweat.
I meant to say your hands are sweat with butter.
If you ever meet me in real life and you shake my hands are very, very sweaty, and that's just who I am. Mm-hmm. Okay? So just don't be weird about it, okay?
If you ever meet me in real life and you shake my hand, look down in your hand, that's a fish. I just put a bass in your hand, my man. You've been bassed. You've been bassed. All right. Huh? Is this good? That riddle sucked. We all hated it. We all.
I think you accidentally just said something iconic. I think that's going to haunt you for the next 2.5 years. Your new thing.
Do you think now that when people come up and meet us around town, they will start putting bass in my hand?
I think they 100%
will. I 100% hope someone does.
If you work in a Bass Pro Shop and you can get us a live show there, we will play there.
We will do it
live.
Let's
only play at sporting goods stores.
I will play at a Dick's. I will play at a Last Resort. I will play at a Bass Pro Shop. I'll play at a Red Lobster.
So you'll play at a Dick's or a Papa Roach concert?
Yes.
I think a year from now at a live show, JBC is going to come out on stage with a bucket and goes, "Who wants some bass?" And everyone cheers because everyone knows the joke and you just throw fish into
my ultimate goal is this podcast gets big enough and successful enough that people throw bass at me. if that happens, if I can't live a normal life because I am in fear of being bassed, I know I've been.
Don't make it a verb. You're making it worse.
You've been bassed.
You've been bassed.
You've been bassed. Speaking of getting bassed, we're all going to go do a quick round of getting bassed. But while we do that, you are going to hear a message from some of our
Lance Bass.
You're going to hear a message from NSYNC's Joey Fatone.
Fatone Death.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code RIDDLE at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go, and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to.
She's
in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code RIDDLE.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this... ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know... We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HelixPartner20 This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Cut my puzz into riddles. This is my last resort. Hey, Riddle Riddle, we're back.
We're back, and we hope you all enjoyed that ad for On the Line, which I believe is the Lance Bass, Joey Fatone movie.
Okay.
They made a movie?
They made a movie. I'm sure they made a movie. And I think the plot of the movie was...
On the Line sounds like a fishing movie.
No, I think what it is that Lance Bass... Oh, man,
tightrope walk?
He's trying to find someone's number. I think he's spending the movie trying to find a woman's number, okay. And he doesn't have her number in some way because it's like on the line. Like, I don't remember if he has like a radio show, but Joey Fatone's his friend and he's trying to help him.
JPC, you're looking around the room, and everything you mentioned is details in the room.
Just Kaiser Soze-ing together pieces of canceled.
If anyone wants to get red wine drunk with me and watch that movie, let me know.
Ooh.
Any listener, I'll watch that with
Steven's
anyone.
Mom.
Steven's mom. Well, she definitely does. Coming up a storm. I think that's the movie. You know what? I could have at any point when we took our break Googled it. Mm-hmm. I could have known something about it.
No, I like that we don't know.
Yeah, On the Line, Lance Bass. I believe that's the name of the movie. It doesn't matter because we're getting back to what we do best, fighting. Natalie, I hate your hat. Aaron, I hate everything else about you.
But you love my hat.
But I love your hat. Where did you get it?
I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's such a nice hat. The title of this riddle is They Had a Ball. Bob, we had a baby. It's a ball. Two men stood on a softball field and practiced throwing and catching just before a game. Over here, shouted Ned, slapping his fist into his mitt. Ted threw the softball to him. Good catch. Throw me a grounder, shouted Ted. Ned returned the ball by throwing it along the ground as requested. Now a high one.
Are you reading a Kids in a Hall sketch?
Yeah, is it funny yet? Now a high one. Right here. Ted threw the ball high in the air, and Ned ran about 10 feet to his left, reached up, and caught the ball easily. Good arm, but your aim is a little crooked, he announced. No, it isn't, replied Ted. So what's wrong with throwing the high ball right where I was standing, retorted Ned.
What the fuck is going on?
Indeed.
The wind. I feel very alone.
Huh?
I feel very lonely in this moment.
Erin said the wind, and then she started levitating into the air.
And we're recording in a car, so.
You think it's the wind, huh? I don't think so. I don't think it's the wind.
So the guy who threw 10 feet to the left
that silence
was correct.
Was violent.
That silence was violence.
So is he like cross-eyed?
Ted threw the ball high in the air, and Ned ran about 10 feet to his left, reached up, and caught the ball easily. High into the air, and he ran 10 feet to his left. Do the math. I'm doing the Alfredo.
And Ned was the guy's name?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Ned from Ned and Stacy?
Was it Ned from Ned and Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, I was born in 2006, so I don't know what the fuck that is.
Mm.
If it ain't Fortnite, I don't know that shit.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say, does Ned pwn some noobs?
Yeah, thank you.
Some no-scope, some fucking noobs?
I could have done Ned Flanders. You could have done Ned Flanders. His wife, Maude.
So you know The Simpsons, which started in, 88?
I only know The Simpsons from memes. And I only know what memes are from Fortnite dances.
I do want to see a scene. JPC,
yes.
You are playing Xbox Live Online.
Okay.
With a microphone, headset, I don't know, what do kids call them? And you are, you're no-scoping some noobs,
mm-hmm,
you're poning you're opening up a pwn shop, and Aaron, you are someone that he's playing against, trying to just get through the game.
Mm-hmm. Damn, 360 no-scope, you're done. You dropped.
Hey, what?
What? Sell your PlayStation, noob. You're done.
What?
Turn in your Xbox.
Hold on. I need my glasses.
What are you doing? A YouTube prank show?
No.
Why are you talking like that?
Wait. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to reconnect with my grandson. He never comes over. I thought if I got good at this, hold on.
You're just spinning and aiming up, and now you're jumping.
Oh, My vest is on backwards.
How did you do that? You can't put a vest on backwards.
Give me 6 minutes.
6 minutes?
I need 6 minutes to correct my vest.
You're going
to
be outside the kill zone in 6 minutes.
Grandpa, grab the wood. Grab the wood.
What?
Grab the wood.
All right, hold on.
Grab this wood, noob. Bang, 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 bang. You're dead. Grab my dick.
All right, hold on.
Eat my dick in hell, noob.
All right, I need to get the straw fell out of my milk. Hold on.
Wait, how do you get milk in this game?
All right, let me straw fell. All right, okay, here we go.
The things that you're saying are commands that you're executing in the game.
All right. Is this...
Hey. Sorry,
Grandpa, I'm a character in the game.
Right, okay.
Hey, sir. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How old are you, sir?
Hold on. Say that again.
Sir, how old are you, sir?
I'm 91 years old.
Sir, my name is Ninja, and I'm a professional streamer.
My name is Joseph, and I was in 6 of the wars.
And as I count backwards, you're going to go back into a 26-year-old. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 3, 4, 5, 2, 1.
All right, my voice is the same, but I'm going to do a backflip.
Oh, God, no.
Here I go.
Crunch. No, you guys did not get the answer while you were doing that scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you like some hints?
Yeah.
Is it some? I mean, based on the last, I can't even call that a riddle.
Sure.
Based on the last word problem, math problem, is this like a centrifugal force? Is this like...
No. No, you won't need physics to solve this. Yeah, you won't need physics to solve this. It's...
Twain?
Did Ted intend to give Ned practice at running to catch a high ball? No, just throwing the high ball. Could Ted have aimed the ball directly at Ned if he wanted to? Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Is their location significant?
They're on the moon. They're on the moon. They're on the moon.
Arrow was so confident that they are on the moon, which of course they are not.
They're in slanted shack.
Yes, they're in slanted shack.
They're on a boat.
It's a little old place where you can do some slant rhymes.
Boat. Airplane.
No. So
I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's about to go on sail. I guess that still works.
That is a rhyme.
I was trying to do a slant rhyme.
Yeah. Trying to do a slant rhyme. That's hard.
It's very hard.
God, because all I can do is do great fucking rhymes. Just bust rhymes. Bust rhymes are my favorite.
So it's about the location.
But more about their physical proximity to each other and not about the like location. Like it's not like it's a, it's not the moon.
Is one of them like 10 feet above the other or something?
No.
It's more about their, would you say, look, in relationship to each other, their location?
Kind of, but not necessarily the relationship to each other.
Are they on a mini golf course?
No, but yes, maybe. Who knows? I'm assuming two guys throwing a ball back and forth to each other, playing with mitts, they're on a mini golf course.
Mini golf course on the moon.
In the eye of a hurricane?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see a quick scene. Adel and Aaron, you were on a mini golf course. You have lost your clubs. You have a long line of people behind you, and you're trying your best, but what you're doing is you're picking up your balls and you're throwing them into the hole.
It was a really funny bit, I thought, to throw them in the water. I would appreciate it if you
guys, come on.
Just give us a second. We're breaking up.
I thought it'd be really funny if I threw the clubs in the water.
But it wasn't.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I look like a fucking asshole.
Okay, just throw it. Just try to throw it through the hole in the windmill.
Everybody,
and it'll come out the other side.
Everybody get this on camera.
And then you know what? We'll talk about this at ice cream after we play mini golf. Just throw
it. There is no ice cream. We're breaking up. Did you just hike a ball?
Ow! Motherfucker!
Why did you hike a football in that guy's face?
I'm sorry.
You shot it backwards between your legs.
Okay, sorry. I'll just do it. Ready? All right. I have my ball and hoo-hally-oop.
Yeah, okay. Dunk.
Now, scoops. Scoops
so
in
the
you
hiked
here.
A football. I just dunked a basketball. Throw your fucking golf
okay,
ball,
Okay, here
Diane.
You go. Hey. Yes.
Hey, that paper airplane hit my kid in the hair.
In the hair?
Yeah. My kid's all hair.
Give him a fucking haircut.
What's that?
Give your kid a fucking haircut.
I can't. Both of my arms were taken.
Oh, right, by
wait,
Liam Neeson?
Look, I'm doing it. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, boop, boop, you're playing beep, pinball. Beep, 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 Diane, boop, could you just throw your golf ball?
And it's happening. She's doing it. She's
you just
doing it.
Spun on the roulette wheel and you won. You hit.
What sound do I need to make to indicate that I threw the golf ball?
Diane, the sound you need to make is putt, putt.
Putt, putt, putt.
Excuse me, a senator is about to talk.
Same.
Putt, putt. Putt, putt, putt. All right, you guys ready for this answer?
Yes, please.
I think you could get it. I think this is not impossible to get. The two men were not alone. Ted saw a teammate behind Ned and feared that if Ned missed the high ball, then the teammate might be hit by it. A throw directly to someone's body was different, for it would at least be deflected as if it was missed. Ted aimed high, so that if Ned missed the ball, it would not hit anyone.
Our bar for good riddles is pretty low. This fucking sucks, dude.
I would.
This fucking sucks.
Okay, I would like to see a scene.
Oh, damn it. I was going to go to our bar for good riddles.
Yeah, that's more important. And then we'll do my scene later.
Great. Okay. So we're going to go to our bar for good riddles. This is all cocktails with riddle puns.
Oh,
okay.
Fuck.
And we're all the bartenders at this thing.
Would anybody like a white riddle?
Very good. Let's see.
Okay, let's see. A puzzle.
Do you want
puzzle
some
colada?
Tequila on a block of ice?
Okay, that sucks.
Yeah,
you suck.
Awful.
You fucking suck. You suck. I'll have sex with your mom.
Okay.
What else? What else?
Would anyone a lateral thinking tequila?
Puzloma.
Michelob Puzstra. This is so fucking hard. Pee out the poison. Yeah, it's coming.
Scene.
Thank God.
The scene I would like to see is you are two professional baseball players, and it's after a game that you lost, but more importantly, one of you accidentally hit each other with the ball, and you're trying to just like not show how sad and hurt you are.
Good game, Rick.
Yeah, good game, Brick. I mean, you gave it your all out there. We both did, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then some of these we're going to lose.
You win some, you lose some. I just want to apologize. I feel like when I was at bat, I don't know if you noticed, but I actually caught the ball one-handed and whipped it at third base to hit you. As you were running home, I just caught you.
Crazy things happen on the field, all is fair.
I don't know what got into me,
I
want to swing my bat, caught it one-handed, just whipped you right in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was trying to do like a rookie of the year kind of situation,
who knows what it is. And I want to apologize for you because I know that when you were out there as catcher and I was up to bat and I actually stepped back too quickly and kind of rested my balls on your shoulder. I apologize for that as well.
Well, honestly, I apologize because we're on the same team and I was playing catcher while you were at bat.
Yeah, so sure.
I shouldn't have been there in the first place. I was standing in front of the other team's catcher.
And I apologize too because I know that I have foul balls.
Oh my god.
Four foul balls.
Four foul balls. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm gonna go to that bar where they do riddles and get a ground rule double.
Ooh, I don't mean to be too straightforward. I don't mean to be bunt, but I would prefer you don't go to that bar.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess if you want me to not go, I won't go, I guess. I could just, the game's over.
Oh, our pizza's done. Home run.
Great, the home run pizza. Actually, I'm going to take this to go. I think I'm going to go fly home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Fly ball.
Fly home means fly ball?
We're a baseball team, and I'm going to fly away.
Grand slam. Denny's.
Second base. Am I part of this?
Yeah, you're a big part of this. You're an important part of this, Aaron. You said second base, huh?
Second base.
Second
That's
base, very
who's
good.
Who's on first?
The new who's on first is who's on second. truly, every idea has been done to death at this point, except...
What if there's a who's on first, but it was all about, like, sex?
Please tell me how that goes.
So it'd be like...
Let's just do it.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So Aaron and I will do it. So.
Okay.
You know, sex moves these days, when you're getting far with your significant other, they have funny names these days.
Yeah.
Like, if you touch their genitals, that's second base.
Who's on first?
Touch their genitals.
Ah, well, who's on first?
Tits.
Well, who's on first?
Cock and balls.
And whose finger's up my butt?
Steven's mom.
I dare you. Email us at heyriddleriddle@gmail.com. Is that our email?
Sure. Why not?
HRR podcast.
Email us.
Do you think someone has
fucking poke holes in that?
Do you think someone has heyriddleriddle@gmail.com?
Give it to us, please.
Please give it to us. What if they got a bunch of emails from our fans? Oh, God.
Maybe.
They could.
Email us at hrrpuffinstuff@gmail.com.
This riddle is titled Happy with a TV Ad. A man went to a TV station and bought 1 minute's worth of advertising time. He handed a video cassette to the station manager.
Nope.
and learned to the second exactly when his 1 minute tape would be on the station. Just before the scheduled time, the man turned on his TV set, tuned into the correct channel, and waited. At exactly the time for his ad, a test pattern came on. The sound, an intense, pure tone, did not change for a full minute. The picture stayed the same, too. Then the man, pleased, turned off his TV set. Explain.
Man was insane.
All men are insane. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
I'm confused.
Yeah, man, it was insane. So it's just a solid tone played when the man bought an ad.
This man
His ad was for tones.
Yeah. His solid ad tones. Was for tones.
This is Joey Fatone.
This is Tone Loke.
So typically that sort of beep is for like going off the air or for what?
Tornadoes. He was selling tornado warnings.
He was selling tornado warnings.
He was selling a tornado warnings. All right, Adel, I want to see a scene. You're like an old-timey snake oil salesman, so you've just pulled
no.
up. Yes. I will not do the premise. You've just pulled up to a town.
Wow, you really
you've
hit a wall
your
here.
Cart, you've gathered all of the townsfolk have gathered around, and you're selling tornado warnings.
All right, folks, gather around. Now, again, my name.
Okay, what's this here?
My name is.
I was just getting my hair cut at this barber.
Are you chanting Trump?
Trump.
Trouble. Trouble, that's right. There's trouble right here in this little city. Trouble right here with the weather. Weather that starts with a W, same as water. Now, you got your flood, you got your mud. Don't be careful. Get your. Do some. Woo! Trouble with the tea. Tea. Spill the tea. I got a gun. Get on the fucking ground. Get
Holy
on the fucking
shit,
ground.
He's got
What's
a gun.
Up with these tornadoes, sir?
Blam, blam.
Trouble.
Oh, he shot the tornadoes.
Trouble.
Thank
trouble.
God. Trouble. He saved us all. Trouble. The tornadoes are dead.
Trouble. The song's not over.
Trouble, 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 trouble. Aaron, take over.
Adel and Aaron are both singing.
So
they're both
good.
Chanting trouble, pointing at each other.
Trouble,
trouble, trouble, trouble, trouble, trouble, trouble, trouble right here trouble, in Santa trouble, Fe. Trouble, oh, trouble, no, trouble, here we go away.
Trouble. JPC, take over.
It's trouble right here, trouble, and it's trouble right there. Tornadoes trouble, coming trouble, in the air. Now the cold fronts and they're mixing up trouble, fast. They're mixing up trouble, to take trouble, your ass and throw trouble, you trouble, across trouble, the sky. Trouble, but if you trouble, don't want to die, then take trouble, my advice. Trouble, I'm Dr. Trouble, Tornado. Trouble, if you ask me, I'll trouble, give you a tomato and I'll say eat that trouble, on a slice of trouble, bread. Trouble, put that trouble, bread in the trouble, mouth in your head and trouble, eat that bread trouble, and your baby's trouble, safe because you've got my tornado trouble, warning trouble, system. Trouble, and I'm selling trouble, it for $100. Now, who would like to step up and buy one?
That was accidentally a JP Riddles.
Scene?
Scene, yes. And so
that was my
what's
favorite
the answer?
Thing we've ever done. I'm not even kidding.
What's the answer to this? I actually like this one. This riddle does make sense to me, I will say.
Okay, so the long beep
mm-hmm.
and the picture didn't change.
The picture didn't change. Oh, it was a long tone beep.
It was for Andrew Dice Clay's comedy tour.
Oh, yeah, expletive. Uh-huh. This is the man is Andrew Dice Clay.
Well, you said VHS tape, so I'm just trying to work with you.
It was for his ad, was for, I know.
Oh, Aaron knows.
I know.
I love this.
He works at a TV place, and he wanted everybody to think that their TVs were broken.
Mm.
That's a really good answer.
That's a great
Aaron,
answer.
That's a really good answer.
So that's the answer?
Well, no, because after his ad stopped, their TVs wouldn't be broken anymore.
Yeah, but they were like, ooh, that weird beep
you know,
was bad.
You know how when you watch your TV and
TV
if it doesn't change in
TV
30 seconds,
man.
You leave the house to go buy a new TV?
I will say that maybe that worked for some people. But no, that is a really good answer. And
Aaron's hot burn on millennials.
You're like, you are on the right pathway here.
TV repairman.
Trouble.
Well, no, not trouble, with the TV trouble, repairman, trouble TV. But with the, I mean, yes, he wanted people to think.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay, expound upon that.
Best comedian of our time.
Great.
He wanted people to think that they done? Were going insane. Or the he does hearing for the town.
Yes. Mm. So he doesn't do hearing for the town.
Your
but
doctor.
he did want people to think something was wrong.
Dog whistle.
I'm sorry?
Dog whistle.
Yes, he wanted all the dogs to go fucking crazy. This man is Dog King. Dog King wants all the dogs to rise up and kill their masters.
Dog King Hoti.
Would you guys boy oh boy, Sancho Pucha, would you guys like to hear some
hints?
Hints, okay. Here are some hints. Had an accomplice damaged the TV station, its transmitter, or anything related to it at all? No. Did the man hope to sell diagnostic TV repair services or TV sets? No, unfortunately. But that was a really good answer because they had a clue for it. Would he have been pleased if the test pattern had appeared at a different time or on another channel? No.
Wait, what was the last one?
Would he have been just as pleased if this same thing had happened at a different time or on a different channel? No.
Okay. It happened on Beep TV.
Was he making like one of his rivals look bad?
Yes, Aaron. Aaron, yes.
So why would an elongated beep make someone look bad?
He's trying to make one of his rivals look bad. What kind of rival?
Does he sell something? Is he a salesperson?
No. Well, no, not really.
Was the rival airing a TV show or another commercial? TV show?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the right track. Let's see. I think you guys mostly got it.
Okay.
So
what is it?
So repeat back to us what you think
we
got.
Okay. So you've said he's got a rival, and his rival has a TV program of some sort, and that's correct.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been the same if this was on at a different time or on a different station.
So why would a long beep ruin someone's TV show?
Aaron was right with the TV repairman thing, because think of what would happen if there was just like a long fucking beep on your TV.
Mm-hmm. You turn channels.
Yeah.
Change channels.
The answer to this riddle is that this person is a... Well, I'll just go ahead and read the exact text.
Here's the thing is like, I'm so fucked from that bulb question that something as simple as changing channels didn't occur to me, because I'm trying to think along the lines of like,
can I be honest with you, I almost just read the answer to the bulb one again because it's on the same page. I think that would just be funny.
So
the man was a political candidate running for local office. Tipped off that his rival had bought a 30-minute infomercial time slot, he bought the minute before and broadcast a test pattern, hoping to induce TV viewers not to continue watching that particular channel.
Okay, fucking this brilliant. Guy sounds sexy.
I want to see
that's fucking next level shit.
I want to see a back and forth ad campaign. You're both running for
something,
mayor of Indianapolis, and you're just going to go back and forth with your competing TV ads. JPC, you're going to start us off since you have hometown advantage.
Great. Shadeland Avenue, The Circle, One America Plaza. Indianapolis is one of my favorite towns, and it's because I know three things about it. So, why don't you know a thing about me? I'm JPC, and I'm running for mayor.
I'm Genevieve Squiggles, and I'm running against JPC for mayor of Indianapolis, Indiana. Things I know about it. Pretty, not a lot of facts, not a lot of famous people from here, but mostly I'm going against JPC because he hurt my feelings once in the drive-thru of an Arby's.
Hi, I'm Kurt Vonnegut. I just wanted to pop in here to say I am from Indianapolis and very dead, but I recorded this years ago on the chance that someone running for mayor would not remember that the author of such great hits as Night Mother and Cat's Cradle is...
I'm Genevieve Squiggles, back here again to say that Kurt Vonnegut's son was my doctor, and I'm not even kidding.
I'm JPC, and I would just like to point out how ridiculous it is that I'm running for mayor against a person whose hair is vermicelli pasta. Justine Squiggles is a cartoon character drawn by
I'm Genevieve Squiggles, care to say. I may be a cartoon character run by little girls, drawn by little girls, but my name is Genevieve Squiggles.
Hi, I'm JPC. Let me just say that, first of all, I was in the right, because I'm at that Arby's to get fucking curly fries, and this cartoon character yoinks the bag from me.
Hi, my name is Marcus. I'm 8 years old. I have a paper airplane stuck in my hair. If you can help me, please let me know. Call me.
I'm Genevieve Squiggles, and I am gonna win.
So come November 8th, vote for the candidate who can make the biggest difference in Indiana.
How's come spelled?
C-U-M. And I wink at the camera. I'm JPC, and that stands for just putting cum in my political advertisements.
Genevieve Squiggles.
See.
Oh, boy.
Genevieve Squiggles. Oh, boy. Genevieve Squiggles.
Oh, boy.
What a home run of a character for you, Aaron. I can't wait till she comes back in a big way.
She'll never come back in any way.
I don't know. I think she might. I think she might come in a big brain. All right, so I wanted to end with one last riddle. This is from our friend Tyler. Tyler loves the show. They really enjoy the podcast, and they wanted to send a riddle based on something that actually happened to them in their life. Hmm. They say hopefully it won't be too easy or aggravatingly hard. So, yeah, we hope that as well. As long as it doesn't involve fucking circuitry, Tyler, you're probably in the right on this one. In the heart of a quiet Pennsylvania town, there was a small but somewhat successful pizza shop. Since the area was not densely populated, the majority of the delivery orders came from a frequently busy hotel near the highway. One day, the shop's new hire was put in charge of writing down the orders that came in. And wanting to give a good first impression, they were very thorough as to get every detail correct. However, when it came to delivering to the hotel in particular, the drivers would take longer than usual finding where exactly they had to go. The owner asked them about it, so they showed him the delivery slips and pointed at the address. Reading a few of them aloud, he said, 4356 George Lane, B6. 4356 George Lane, B4. 4356 George Lane, R2. The manager took a second to realize the issue and chuckled, promising to work more closely with the new person. What happened?
Two were ordered by bingo cards and one was R2-D2.
Unfortunately, that is the answer. Yeah, Tyler. Tyler's an insane person. Thank
was
you.
Were they trying to sink a ship?
No, it was not a battleship thing. It's really about delivering pizzas to a hotel, and those addresses do matter.
What if my new nickname was Addleship? Is that fun?
Yeah.
Do we like Zatarans or Addleship?
Do I like Zatarans or Battleship? A real question you asked me in 2019 was, do I like Zatarans or Battleship? And
Addleship.
And out of context, that's awesome. I like Zatarans.
Could you read the numbers again?
4356 George Lane, B6. 4356 George Lane, 4B. 4356 George Lane, R2. So B6, 4B, R2.
Is it like that's actually part of their order? Or those rooms?
4B.
Forget it.
No, I like that. I like that.
It's not like their room number?
Hints. There are some hints from Tyler. Did the new person write down the accurate information? Yes.
Okay.
Had the delivery drivers been to the hotel before? Yes. Did the hotel use letters as a way of labeling rooms or areas? No.
Okay.
They did not use letters to label rooms or areas.
Okay, so 4B means a 4-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the
other
one?
This pizza's for B6, 4B, R2.
B6 is a sexy B.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. B6. You're right on the money with R2-D2.
I don't know.
So the employee did try to write down these things accurately and did. But the hotel does not use letters in any way.
Guys, I think we're bad at riddles.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. The things that matter are B and R.
B and R.
Do you guys have pencil and paper in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to write down a B and an R.
I don't have a pen.
And take a solid look. And Aaron, just trace it with your mind.
B and R.
Adel, can you give Aaron your pen so she can write down a B and an R as well?
B and R.
Capital or lowercase? Case.
Capital.
Lowercase.
Not lowercase. Capital does matter.
Okay, so
they're pretty similar.
Mm-hmm, trying to draw a heart, B and an R.
B and an R.
So this is like two cul-de-sacs? No, B and an R.
So they don't use letters in any way.
They're 13 and 12.
Aaron, yes, exactly. The answer is the new person had poor handwriting, so when they wrote the numbers 1 and 3 next to each other, it combined to look like a B. They did the same for 1 and 2, which combined to look like an R. Tyler, I hope you got fucking fired from that pizza place. You fucked up.
Tyler, guess what? Call your mom. She's not going to answer, because you know why?
I'm falling in love with her on a freaking picnic. Jerk.
Oh my God, Aaron, I hate to break it to you, but that's Andrew's mom.
Oh.
Tyler's mom has been a ghost this whole time. Enjoy having your name read on the podcast, Tyler. You're fucking famous now. I hope you're happy. And thank you so much for sending us that little riddy and puzzy. Speaking of puzzies, Adel, do you have anything that you want to puzz?
There's a few things I want to puzz.
Okay.
First of all, I want to promote there's at the Chicago Podcast Festival on October 18th, I'm going to be the guest for a live episode of the JV Club, which is hosted by Janet Morf Varney, one of our favorite guests and favorite people. It's going to be at Chicago Theater Works, again, October 18th at 7 p.m., so look up tickets for that, part of the Chicago Podcast Festival. Also, little baby Aaron Squiggles and myself are going to be doing show as part of the Grand Rapids Improv Festival Friday, October 25th at 10 p.m. in Grand Rapids. So come see Aaron and I do a show at 10 p.m.
And the next morning, Saturday, October 26th, we're going to each be doing a workshop. So maybe sign up for our workshops as well. Come check that out. And yeah, should be fun.
I would just like to plug, keep going online and buying our merch from our TeePublic store. Now, I can't say too much about it right now, but some of the merch that's in that store right now might not be around forever. And, you know, maybe maybe think about that.
Is our merch sick?
Yes, our merch is very sick.
Jesus.
Our merch is a horse.
It's sick, dude. Merch is sick.
We're going to turn our merch into glue.
Well, but our merch is just going to a farm upstate, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a nice place where merch can just...
get murdered in a very peaceful place.
Oh, we're bad parents. You can always send us riddle submissions at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter, at jpsofly, on Instagram, at sharkbarkman. Someone, by the way, tweeted at me, what is your Instagram handle? Because I've listened to every episode and I don't know how to find you. It's shark, like swimming in the ocean, and Barkman, like a thing that rhymes with shark. That's it. And that's my Instagram handle.
Come see Adel and I. I think that'll be really, really fun to have some Hey Riddle fans of that show. And then also follow me, AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. I have a new web series that will maybe be out by the time you hear this. And I think you should go watch it. I'm really proud of it.
And I also forgot to mention that you should definitely listen to the Neo Scum podcast. It's my favorite actual play podcast. And if you really, really, really want to piss off the wrong people, tweet at the creators of the Neo Scum podcast or their account, begging them to have me on the show. It is so far, it has not worked out for me. I know that they probably have a complicated recording schedule. Would love to go on that show. Have not been asked.
And JBC, in competition, you actually started your own Matrix-themed podcast called Neo's Cum.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, whoa. Exactly.
I love it.
Yes, I've started my own Neo Scum podcast.
I also want to be a Neo Scum.
And I've also started a spinoff podcast called Moist Trinity.
Ew.
And
Aaron, just say Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter. Let's get the heck out of here.
Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarro.